This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The ACC will continue to make decisions based on medical advice, inclusive of our medical advisory group, local state health guidelines, and do so in a way that appropriately coincides with our university's academic missions, the safety of our students, staff, and overall campus communities will always be our top priority. We're pleased with the protocols being administered our 15 campuses. We will continue to follow our process that has been in place for months and has served us well. We understand the need to stay flexible and be prepared to adjust as medical information in the landscape evolves. So basically, that is obviously in response to the Big Ten and the Pac-12 canceling their seasons. And, why do we always, get into these conversations anymore? It's so silly. I mean, here's the thing. You know, the Big Ten is talking about how they're, going to put it off till January and maybe try and play spring football. Thankfully, Urban Meyer, who is, actually a Big Ten employee, is smart enough and understands how silly it is that you can try and play football in the spring. It's not going to work. For one thing, most players are not going to go for it. The ones that have a future in the NFL, they're not going to go for it. So to me, you're going to have glorified scrimmages. But here's the largest issue that nobody can give me an answer to. Nobody. Nobody has been able to give me an answer. And frankly, I've been watching all these press conferences and things of the such or whatever with these officials from the Big Ten and the Pac-12. What is going to be different January 1st? And, from September 1st to January 1st. I mean, we keep hearing about now all of these quote-unquote heart conditions that are popping up. Well, if that's the case, how can you play in January? How can you play in the spring? Because COVID's still going to be around. I don't understand what's going to be different. So to me, if the Big Ten and the Pac-12 are fully committed, and they obviously are, to keeping everybody safe, and they're fully committed, to listening to their medical people, then they should cancel sports until fall of next year and hope that, by that point, there's some sort of really legitimate, safe vaccine. Not some, half-baked Russian vaccine or whatever, we keep hearing about these things that people are talking about are 30 to 40% reliable or whatever because they haven't been gone through trials. I'm talking about, until there's a vaccine, how can there be any? And here's the other thing. How can we play all these other pro sports safely if we can, and we can't play college sports safely? That's the biggest problem that you got with all of this stuff. It's all of these standards that are all over the map. for baseball, for basketball, for the NHL, for football, for the NFL, this and that and everything. So is it safe to play sports or not? Because after today, I'm really confused. And, you know, I'm saying, can somebody give me an answer? What is going to be different January 1st from September 1st in terms of being able to, quote unquote, keep people safe? Now, I don't want to hear about the numbers are going to go down or whatever, because we've seen they surge and they spike and they go up and they go down and they fluctuate and this and that. And this state, you know, they were, you know, two months ago, this state was crowing about how wonderful everything is. And now they're talking about locking down. And that state over there was, you know, basically a disaster zone. And now they're, you know, everything is good. So it's completely unpredictable. That's not going to change. And so, you know, that's not going to change. So it's not going to be any safer or different in January than it is now. And so if it's not safe to play soccer and, you know, lacrosse or field hockey or whatever they do in the fall, those sports are outdoors. How can you cancel basketball now? That's what they should do. It's not going to be safe. Maybe try again in the spring with baseball and softball. I mean, this is where we're at. I'm not saying the Big Ten is right or wrong. I've got my opinions on, you know, the whole thing. I have got, obviously, very, very strong opinions on certain things, but my thing is, if this is legitimately what you have come up with, then don't be a hypocrite. Don't be a fraud. Don't be, you know, we're going to give you false hope with these pipe dreams about doing something in the spring. None of that will fly. See, I think most people with all of this stuff, they're to the point where they just want people to tell the truth. Just be honest. You know, the Big Ten came out today and said it's not cost effective and the liability is just too great of a factor. We really right now just don't feel like it's a good time to be playing football or any sport. We've got to figure those things out. I would buy it. I'd be okay with it. But don't tell me that we can't play it safely, but we might be able to in January, because that's just, I mean, it's ridiculous. And, you know, there are people hanging on to hope. Like I just read the ACC and the SEC commissioner put out a similar statement, as did the Big 12. I really think that's a pipe dream, too. I mean, ask yourself this. You just had the two of the five major conferences cancel their seasons. You've had pretty much every other conference cancel their season. And what are there, 10, 11, you know, FBS conferences, whatever it is? 10? So eight of them, or seven of them, have canceled their season. But three are going to go forward. We know how this works. I give the ACC, the SEC, and the Big 12, I'll give them an over-under of maybe keeping the charade alive till, I'll say, maybe Friday. Maybe through the weekend, but probably not. I would say by Friday, they'll all cancel too. And again, I'm not saying what one is right and one is wrong. I'll just say I need to see exactly what we're talking about as to how things are going to be different in January. Because that's silly. I'm so tired of all of these politicians, conference commissioners, you know, athletic directors, etc. I'm tired of all these people just basically kicking the can down the road and hoping, which is what they're doing. And as we all know, hope is not a method. It's not. So we'll see where it goes. But those of you that are still holding out hope that the ACC or the SEC are going to be able to play, I would say you probably need to let that one go too, because I don't see it happening. It's the Paul Zeiss Show on 93.7 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.